1049 received another letter from a listener who wants to tell me about his success with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. He writes, "Hello, Jerry. I'm one of your listeners who, after hearing of your success with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, decided to give it a try. I started on April 15th, tax day, and for the first month of the actual program, I felt like I had great success losing 26 pounds. I went for my month consultation with Dr. Litwin, and he told me that I could go on my own. I wouldn't be taking the supplements that he had given me, so I should just eat a little more each meal. I continued to lose weight, and quite honestly, it didn't seem that hard. I am now down 63 pounds, and I'm obviously quite happy about that. My energy level is up, and I couldn't feel any better. The only thing I wish is I hadn't waited as long as I did. Thanks for telling all your listeners about this great plan. P.S. I also can't believe the city of Green Bay let Walmart slip away." A wise man all around. "I've told you how successful the program has been for me, 70-some pounds. My wife has now lost more than 40 pounds. And yes, it can work for you. Call Dr. Litwin today, 920-268-1386. Call Dr. Jason Litwin, 920-268-1386. What do I want to do here? Democrats changing their ways or pot-smoking mom fights to breastfeed? Let's go with breastfeeding pot-smoking mom. A new mom in Portland, Oregon, said she was barred from breastfeeding her premature newborn because she is a regular user of medicinal marijuana. "They are refusing to allow me to breastfeed," Crystal Kane told the TV station, referring to officials at Oregon Health Science University. The hospital quickly compromised, though, allowing Kane to sign a waiver acknowledging the potential risks of smoking pot in nursing, with its chief medical officer noting, "We can't stop her from using it." Kane, who has now begun breastfeeding 8-week premature Charisma, noted in the interview, "There are several studies that indicate that it can't transfer through your milk ducts. Your body automatically kind of filters it." She said she smoked prescribed marijuana throughout her pregnancy on the advice of her midwife to combat anxiety and nausea. Whether Kane is ultimately right or wrong about her pot smoking and its effect on her breast milk, she's right about the lack of information. "One of the problems is there's not been a lot of studies on this. So we just don't know of the effect of secondhand marijuana smoke on both children and fetuses." This is, okay. Here's why. Because marijuana hasn't been legal, so it's been difficult to do any legal studies, you know, ethical studies on this. But we're sure that tobacco smoke is a problem. We're sure that alcohol is a problem, and I'm not saying they're not. We're sure that other drugs are a problem when it comes to pregnancy and even nursing, yet magically we now believe the body has a filter to protect a child from cannabis. Well, she's sure. I don't know what's right and what's wrong either. I don't know. There's some doubling back on even alcohol and tobacco. They're not so sure now, particularly, and I don't want to confuse the two, pregnancy versus nursing. But in both cases, I thought I've read studies where they're just not as sure anymore. I don't know. I do think it's an interesting question. Should they have stopped her if it's not illegal? I think the compromise they reached is probably a good one. You want to do it? Take your chances. But you are, we believe, in our medical opinion, you are taking a risk. This, you know what this is reminiscent of? The recent stories where parents got in trouble for the kids being at parks, either being at parks when they work all day or letting a 7-year-old walk to the park. You no longer have the right to take any risk with your child. None. Society can tell you any risk is too much risk. You take a risk when you teach a kid how to ride a bike. except my younger daughter. I'm not kidding. Jason, 3 years old, she jumped on a bike and rode off. I have never seen anything like it. The older one learned pretty quickly, but she just jumped on. Hey, is New York Jets coach Rex Reed lost a bunch of weight? Oh, I didn't know that. I barely recognized him. Rex Reed, Rex Ryan, Rex Reed, the movie critic. Look at me. I believe he's dead. Rex Ryan. Wow. No, I didn't know. His brother hasn't. I don't believe. Wow. I just saw that. That's okay. I was done with that topic anyway. All right. And let's see. I've got 3 minutes. I think I can do this one in 3 minutes. The House of Representatives, House Republicans, recently took up a measure to speed the government's reviews of applications to export natural gas. This is something that's been urged for a long time, particularly now since we have a lot more nat gas due to fracking. They were shocked. 47 Democrats voted yes. They expected some Democratic votes, not that many. Why? Because Democrats are, if you'll pardon the pun, over an oil barrel when it comes to energy debate these days. There was a day when they could vote no, vote no, vote no, vote no, vote no, and be the actual whores to the environmental left. They can't do that anymore. Why? Because fracking is even more widespread than you might realize. It's not just the Dakotas. It's Colorado. It's all over the, not all over the country, but many, many parts of the country. You look to North Dakota, which has one of the most booming economies in America right now, and Democrats see jobs. Now, they always saw jobs in energy. But here was their get-out-of-jail-free card. Most of those energy jobs were in Republican-leaning states, so they didn't care. Now, even most recent bluish Colorado, you've got a senator and a governor are like, yeah, we got to say yes to fracking. And I mean, it's that painful for them. They don't want to, but they're not complete dullards. They realize, the voters realize, the jobs that are realized from fracking and the energy sector in general. And now you can have a booming energy sector in a lot of states with very well-paying jobs. Is it well-paying jobs or good-paying jobs? It pays well, right? Well, someone will correct me on it one way or the other, so I'll say it both ways. Well-paying and good-paying jobs. It has both. We have both kinds of music, country and Western. Blues Brothers. That's what they're learning. And as a result, Democrats now have to vote against the environmental self-interest and in their environmental interest and in their self-interest. They get it. Republicans should seize this moment. This is the time to reform our idiotic energy policy. Policy. We should apologize for it. Policy across. It's time to leave now. 10:58. 8 minutes to rush. Have a lardly one, won't you?
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.